Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Tuesday, December 27th, 2022. Today he is talking about releasing ourselves from any sense of unlovableness. Not even one sentient being is anyway unworthy of love. Humanity's awakening is truly imminent. In fact, it is happening now, even though there are no reports of this most wondrous event on any of the media to which you have access. The media, and those who control and direct them, wish to distract people's attention from this astronomical outpouring of love that is embracing all of humanity, and their intent is to keep focusing on drama, pain, and suffering so that people will be encouraged to align with these negative and physically draining feelings and emotions. However, this censorship cannot and will not in any way at all disrupt this event. It is divinely directed and will therefore blossom beautifully just as God wills. No other outcome is remotely possible. If you feel yourselves being drawn into the negative energies of resentment, anxiety, or fear that others may be expressing, then call on your support team in the non-physical realms for help and a deeply loving embrace. This will assist you to strengthen your already most powerful intent to be completely loving in every moment. Being loving is your purpose, right now. It is the path that you planned for yourselves before you chose with enormous courage and love to incarnate as a human for this specific lifetime and to experience the lives that you are presently so willingly engaging with, even as you occasionally, or more frequently, experience doubt, anxiety, or fear. Love is who you are. Love is what you are. Therefore, there is absolutely no need whatever to try and improve yourselves because you were created by Mother, Father, God from herself, infinite love, and are, of course, perfect. If any feelings of guilt or shame arise during your present-day lives, then immediately forgive yourselves for whatever it was that you believe is responsible for them, and remind yourselves that they are of the illusion and not of you. The illusory state in which you find yourselves alive as humans in form was a state that you concocted in which to play a game of separation from your Divine Mother, because to actually be separate is impossible. There is only one, Mother, Father, God, Love, within which all that has been or ever will be created exists now and eternally in utter peace and joy. The experience of life in form seems totally unreal to the vast majority of humans, even though it is not, because this was your collective intention when you imagined a state where you could and would live separated from your heavenly source. And as soon as you entered within it, into its unreal dream or nightmare state, terror arose within you, as immediately you felt lost and abandoned, a state of being you had never previously even imagined was conceivable. Many of you have possibly experienced an intense sense of fear, either as small children when you temporarily lost sight of your parents in a crowd, or when, as a parent, you lost sight of your child in similar circumstances. However, what you experienced on finding yourselves playing the game of separation was way beyond that in intensity because of the enormity of its apparent reality, and so you had to bury that sense of terror deep within your minds where you were no longer able to be consciously aware of it, the place where so many of you have had to bury traumas that you have experienced in your current human lives in order to go about your daily living. All of you have at some time experienced a state of fear and anxiety, maybe due to guilt because of some unacceptable behavior in which you have engaged, which is part of being human, where you desperately wanted to be loved and cherished but felt no sense of it, feeling instead completely unworthy of love. This terror, trauma, fear, and anxiety that all have experienced to a greater or lesser extent is completely out of alignment with love, and it therefore has to be acknowledged and released by bringing it into awareness where you can offer it love and thus dissolve the apparent reality of it, because it does, of course, distract you or hide from you awareness of the reality of your own true nature. Not even one sentient being is in any way unworthy of love. Any shameful behavior that has been engaged in by anyone ever has in truth never happened. Your beliefs in and seemingly extremely real experiences of conflict, hatred, resentment, anger, and fear, in which you have undergone enormous amounts of pain and suffering, are indeed illusory. When you awaken, as you most certainly will, because it is divinely decreed and assured, all memories of experiences that are not in complete alignment with love will have been totally eradicated and expunged from your minds, because there is no place within them where they could possibly exist. Your joy and total bliss will be total. Therefore, do go within regularly during the day and spend at least a moment or two relaxing in total self-acceptance beside the holy inner sanctuaries that you all have within you, and allow the love that you are, that is Mother, Father, God, to fully and completely embrace you. Doing that is each of you basically acknowledging and honoring your true nature as the perfect and beloved children of God that you each are in every moment of your eternal existence. And doing that is God's will for you. If you will not love and honor yourselves, you cannot truly love anyone else, let alone all of humanity. You chose to be incarnate now precisely to do just this, so know that to do so is the divine will, and let go of all sense of unworthiness or unlovableness, and embrace and honor yourselves most lovingly as God does, in every moment. With so very much love, Saul.